Chapter 4. 12th of September 1944. Lunched at Peter Jones and bought a new lamp for Henry's study. A prim lunch, surrounded by other women. Not a man anywhere. It was like being part of a regiment. Almost a sense of peace. Afterwards went to a news cinema in Piccadilly and saw ruins in Normandy and the arrival of an American politician. Nothing to do till 7 when Henry would be back. Had a couple of drinks by myself. It was a mistake. Have I got to give up drinking too? If I eliminate everything, how will I exist? I was somebody who loved Morris and went with men and enjoyed my drinks. What happens if you drop all the things that make you I? Henry came in. I could tell he was very pleased about something. He obviously wanted me to ask him what it was, but I wouldn't. So in the end he had to tell me. They are recommending me for an OBE. What's that? I asked. He was rather dashed that I didn't know. He explained that the next stage, in a year or two when he was head of his department, would be a CBE, and after that, he said, when I retire, they'll probably give me a KBE. It's confusing, I said. Couldn't you stick to the same letters? Wouldn't you like to be Lady Miles? Henry said. And I thought angrily, all I want in the world is to be Mrs. Bendricks, and I've given up that hope forever. Lady Miles, who doesn't have a lover and doesn't drink, but talks to Sir William Mallock about pensions. Where would I be all that time? Last night I looked at Henry when he was asleep. So long as I was what the law considers the guilty party, I could watch him with affection, as though he were a child who needed my protection. Now I was what they called innocent, I was maddened continually by him. He had a secretary who sometimes rang him up at home. She would say, "Oh, Mrs. Miles, is H.M. in?" All the secretaries used those unbearable initials, not intimate but companionable. H.M., I thought, looking at him asleep. H.M., His Majesty, and His Majesty's consort. Sometimes, in his sleep, he smiled. A moderate, brief civil servant smile, as much as to say, yes, very amusing, but now we'd better get on with the job, hadn't we? I said to him once, have you ever had an affair with a secretary?
Affair?
Love affair.
No, of course not.
What makes you think such a thing?
I don't know, I just wondered.
I've never loved any other woman, he said, and began to read the evening paper. I couldn't help wondering, is my husband so unattractive that no woman has ever wanted him? Except me, of course. I must have wanted him, in a way, once, but I've forgotten why, and I was too young to know what I was choosing. It's so unfair. While I loved Morris, I loved Henry. And now I'm what they call good. I don't love anyone at all. And you, least of all.